Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former NFL tight end and Pitt All-American Doran Dickerson, in-studio guy, also played inside linebacker some at Pitt. Zeiss kept telling Devin Bush Sr. that, hey, my kid played inside linebacker at Pitt. Bush did not want to hear that. I just never like when a player has somebody else fight their battles. Like, I just think this whole thing, like, about Baker Mayfield's wife, like, having to go on Instagram and taking on fans.
OBJ's dad getting his ticket punched
Matt out of Stafford's wife throwing soft pretzels at people.
What are you
doing? Don't waste a soft pretzel like that.
I know.
Right. I mean,
I agree.
The soft pretzel is one of the
that
great.
That struck a nerve with Harry Callison there right now.
Harry, do you agree? Look at this BJ Finney lookalike. This guy could devour seven or eight soft pretzels in this
thing. Can't be wasting food. Absolutely not. Pretzels are great.
Are you a mustard or a cheese guy with a pretzel?
Cheese.
I thought he was going with a both, a cross up there.
I had him as a cheese guy, too.
You're a mustard guy, huh?
Definitely.
Oh, I think mustard really
spicy brown mustard or yellow mustard even with a soft pretzel.
Cheese.
What about honey mustard?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get down with that. I don't like any of it because here's my problem with this. Devin Bush's dad, first round pick in his own right, a Pro Bowler. He's a good NFL player, had a good NFL career. He's recruiting coordinator at an SEC school. I doubt he has the time to be sitting there looking at his son's game tape. And even if he did have a lot of time to actually pore over it, why would he know the Steelers' calls? He's not part of their coaching staff. Unless, of course, his son is telling him, play by play, this is what I was supposed to do, Dad, and they're being mean about it. Come on.
I mean, honestly, like, middle linebacker is kind of, I mean, there's only so much you can do. And, like, his rebuttal to Zeiss saying that he doesn't know what his responsibilities are. I mean, Zeiss has watched a lot of football, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out that a middle linebacker is either going to drop into the hook, he has man-to-man with a running back or a tight end,
I mean,
or he's going to blitz.
Do you feel as a guy that played the position in college and played in the NFL that you need to know the Steelers' defense inside and out to figure out if Devin Bush is playing well or playing poorly?
No.
His own dad said on the play where the running back scored and Devin ran down the field and caught him even though he's a step slow and missed a tackle. What was his assignment? And Paul's rebuttal is perfect. The point is that he missed the tackle.
What is the number one objective of defensive football?
Tackle the ball.
Yes. That's it. He didn't do that.
Do you think it's more complicated? You're watching this guy play. Are we missing something? I mean, does Devin Bush actually have a defense other than he's 13 months removed from ACL surgery? Is there anything else you can come up with?
There's nothing, because that's a position that, you know, you find players at a young age that have just instincts for the football. Like a guy like Scott McKillop, I'll bring him up. I mean, just watching him, he wasn't the biggest, strongest, or fastest, but he had instincts, and he was a sure tackler.
How about H.B. Blades?
Instincts.
So now he'd punch you in the balls or something,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was kind of dirty. So, like,
yeah, the hook move there was a little different when HB Blades would pull it.
So, like, whenever you're playing linebacker, you're doing something that you've been doing since you were little. I mean, like I said, the objective of playing defense is to tackle. And, you know, he is maybe a tick slower. I don't know. I mean, his eyes just aren't really taking him to the ball and actually sure tackling. So,
yeah, he looks, to me, he looks a step slow in terms of his running, but his reading of where the ball is going to be and, like, pursuing. Like, Ray Lewis was always the guy. I hated him, but I thought he was great at this. He would figure out where the ball was headed on, like, where a running back would cut, and then he was just a laser beam to that spot. Yeah. I saw way too many plays where you'd get the end zone look, even on the broadcast, and it would show Devin Bush clearly like not sure if it was going to come backside.
Just think about how ridiculous this comment is. So you're telling me then I would not be able to say, as a fan of football, that Jack Lambert or Jack Ham, I couldn't say they were great linebackers because, honestly, I don't know what their roles were in that defense.
Do you know what Aaron Donald's role is for the Rams?
Yeah, exactly. I don't exactly know what Aaron Donald is supposed to do on every play.
Maybe he's an unbelievably selfish glory hog who really isn't a very good player, I guess.
I mean, you just look at defenses. I mean, defenses don't change. Defenses have been the same. I mean, if you run a 4-3 or a 3-4, there's only so many responsibilities each guy has. Like, you can honestly know what each guy's going to do.
Who's the best?
You can do that.
Who's the best inside, you know, middle linebacker type of the last 7 or 8 years? Luke Kuechly when he was playing?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yep.
Okay, I loved him.
I know. He was a monster.
Yes.
He was one of the best. To me, it's very easy to decide, like, is Devin Bush doing a good job? I said this to you before the show, yep. Dorrance. So I'll say it again. Yeah, a lineman can get on you, and that's the defensive line's fault. Does Luke Kuechly get shoved backwards, or is he probably fighting off that block way more often than Devin Bush is, for example, and making a play?
Well,
that's how I can judge Devin Bush on somebody who was the gold standard at the position.
It comes down with your eyes, though. I mean, it really does. I mean, as a linebacker, you're predetermining where the ball is going to be. Like you said, like Ray Lewis would predetermine where the ball was going to be if it was a running play. And then whenever you're acting, the ball is actually hiked, you're already going towards that direction and the lineman's coming at you and you have to shed. You're looking at the ball while you're shedding the lineman. It's like a whole, like, almost a dance. Like
people in this town revere a block by Dan Kreider when he flattened Ray Lewis. Why? Because they didn't like Ray Lewis, but because Ray Lewis getting squared up and put on his ass was such a rarity because he was great at the dance you're describing.
This is such a big game for Bush, the Steelers and Chargers, because if the Steelers really are shorthanded and guys like Watt and Hayden and Minka are all out, you demand and ask more out of Hayward. I'm not sure how much more he can actually do. And the next supposed star on defense that should step up is Bush. I mean, that's why you paid him. That's why you made him the 10th pick. Like, when you've got adversity on defense, all right, man, like, you need to be one of our leaders and best players. I don't think that that's asking, or even 13 months, 10 games since ACL surgery. Come on. Like, need more from you in a situation like this. Plus, the Chargers are the type of team where you drafted him in part because he's fast, he can move, he can play against tight ends and running backs. Chargers love throwing the ball to those guys. That's what Eckler is. He's a receiver more than he is a running back. They use two tight ends. Like, this is a huge game for him, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now in
Eckler's the kind of dude that if Devin Bush isn't on his P's and Q's, he's going to expose.
Coming off one of his worst games where the Steelers got manhandled by the winless Lions in the run game, you've got your dad going on a sports talk radio show at night and defending your honor. I mean, your dad probably heard everything about you when you were at Pitt. He lives here. Mm. He loves sports. Mm. Your dad ever call into Pompeiani's show or anybody's show and say, hey, put a sock in it. You don't know what you're talking about with Doran?
No, because that's detrimental to me. Right?
That's how you look at that.
Right, yeah. He would never put me in a position like that for something that he feels.
Did you notice, Pony? I know you have a ton of followers on Twitter, so you might get lost in the wash when somebody joins up. I happened to just see it because I had my Twitter open one time. This has been building for a couple weeks. Devin Bush's dad followed me out of the blue 3 weeks ago, and you're like, oh, I wonder why that is. He's looking around. He's name-searching his kid, looking around for who's saying what about him. That tells you that it's getting to the player here, too. But, like, guess what, man? It all goes – this is a very forgiving town, especially for defense. You start making plays pretty regularly, everyone forgets all the bad stuff.
Right.
Like the cat dying video.
Yeah,
the cat dying video
and all the on field bad stuff. He's supposed to be getting paid to make tackles.
I would have liked to have asked Devin Bush Sr. when your son grabbed a hold of TJ Hockenson and negated the Minka Fitzpatrick interception that might have won the Steelers the game. Can you take us through that play?
One where Minka, did you watch Minka after that play? He looked up at the board when they played it and there was no like arms above the head, there was no cussing.
Right.
He was like, oh, yeah, he held the crap out of him there.
You brought up a good point about Micah Parsons on Twitter maybe a couple days ago.
I did. I watched Micah Parsons
right.
and the Cowboys the other day, and I was like, I don't need to know Dallas's defense. This guy is everywhere.
Yeah. That's playing the position.
They put him at edge rusher early in the season when they needed to because he's such a freak, a position he hadn't played, and he went out and excelled.
What pick was he? 10?
15.
15? That's what you're supposed to play like as a 15th.
Chris, Eric Kendricks from the Vikings. You and I just watched the Vikings Chargers game.
Great interception on Herbert.
He had a sack. He had a tackle for loss. He had a big interception.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this is not his first rodeo. Inside linebacker making plays that change the outcome of the game. How many times you can maybe count on one hand the number of times that Devin Bush has done that, right? So, like, when you, I'm sorry, every way he gets judged is through the context of where he was drafted, okay? When you're a seventh-round pick like Doran, like Antonio Brown and Tom Brady, you know, high risk, low reward, or low risk, high reward. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You ran a great 40, they took a shot on you. Like, low risk, you could have had a great career. You know what I mean? Like, it's different with a first-round pick.
Right. Right.
And you gave up a lot to move up and get him too, which makes it even worse, Chris.
You know, it'd be different too if he didn't have a good defensive line. Usually linebackers that play very well, they have a good defensive line because the D linemen hold off the offensive line for you to run free and make plays. The Steelers have a good D line.
Well,
I mean,
they're
banged
up
now.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like, they're doing their job. Cam Hayward's doing his job. You know, TJ Watt is doing their job to free up Devin Bush to make plays.
I mean, I've never felt like the Parsons comparison's a good one. I've just never felt like he has exploded off the screen to me. And you say, like, oh my God, like there is a true freakish talent. I mean, even Devin White has not had some great career in Tampa. He's played very well in some very high profile games, but he's still struggled. But, like, you've at least seen the athleticism pop. I don't know. I just see nothing, man. Like, I can't get over his dad defending him on a play where he literally whiffed a tackle 20 yards away from the end zone or whatever it was that could have – if the guy doesn't get in there, that offense wasn't exactly, like,
how ticked
passing
would you
the
be
ball.
At your dad? If you were at Pitt playing inside linebacker and he called into a post-game show and was like, lay off my kid, you don't know the defense.
I'd be so upset.
It's a bad look.
Especially as an NFL player. Like, I'm getting paid to do this. Like, I'm a grown man playing against other grown men that are getting paid a lot of money. And if my dad called in, just such a bad look.
That's
it's
like when you're
ball.
In school. Like, if you got a problem with somebody and your mom calls the principal or something, like, you get picked on even more.
Right.
But see, my thing is here, I got to believe Devin Bush asked his dad to do this. The dad's busy enough. That's a busy job.
Well,
I cannot imagine that he is blindsided here by the fact that his dad planned an interview spot on a show to go to the mat for him.
I think Devin Bush has got to grow up a lot right now. And I say that because I know this, having dealt with it firsthand, this is what we do. We entertain. We talk critically. We have opinions on football players. Good, like what we said about Kenny Pickett last hour. Bad, like what we're doing right now with Devin Bush. Some athletes see that. And it has a negative effect on them. Bud Dupree was like that for a number of years here, where he would DM people and he would get caught up in the people are calling me names and saying things about me on Twitter, which honestly, I've had to do this. You got to block that out. If you really let what people say about you on social media get to you, it prevents you, I think, from doing your job to the best of your abilities.
It's a lot harder to do that nowadays than it was, like, even when I was in college, because there wasn't Twitter. It was barely Facebook. There wasn't Instagram. You could leave comments. Like, people didn't have the voice that they have now.
How do you think that would have affected you if you were having?
I mean, I was able to block that out because either somebody was saying something in the paper, like Ron Cook would write something bad about me or something, or Starkey or Zeiss, one of those guys would write something bad about me. So I just wouldn't look at the paper. Like, that's all I had to worry about. As a player in college, at least, to not worry about those situations. Now it's everywhere. Like, you open your phone, you unlock your phone, and then things will just pop up. Like, it's a lot harder to block it out now than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys who somehow have the self-discipline to not even bother going on social media, but even then, as I say that, it's like a lot of them do it because it helps build the brand.
That's
and
what
makes
I was just
right.
going to say.
Yep.
Like, so you just have to be immensely disciplined. The thing about him and social media, Devin Bush specifically, like, he went and acted out and did dumb stuff on there, too, like, of his own volition. It's not even that he's, like, seeing or name-searching himself and seeing a mean tweet from me or Pony or Starkey or anybody that's, like, pointing out that he can't tackle right now. He's doing dumb stuff that makes people mad independent of football. It's just not... I feel like it's headed for you're headed for bust status because who was it right now? I think I was reading Dulac's mailbag maybe, or it might have been Ed's, I forget whose. But somebody asked about Bush just broadly and then talked about what about this fifth year option for him, because they've got to figure that out before next year. Mm-hmm. And the guess was they don't pick it up.
Wow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.